请大家我们一同翻开马太福音第十六章。
Let us all turn to the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16.
马太福音第十六章，我们是一节圣经第二十四节。
The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 16, we're only going to read one verse, and that's verse 24.
马太十六章二十四节。
Gospel of Matthew chapter 16 verse 24.
于是耶稣对门徒说：若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Then Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone wishes to come after me,He must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. That's all the scriptural reading for now.
剛才領書的弟兄說他現在開始讀正常基督徒生活。
Earlier, a brother stated that he has just begun to read a book, The Normal Christian Life.
我很歡喜弟兄姊妹能夠開始讀這件書。
I would really encourage brothers and sisters to read this particular book. This work, we can say, is a classic in the Christian work.
I always have a scratchy throat, so I cannot do without a microphone today. Normal Christian life, it actually tells us of how a Christian should live normally.When many people read this particular book, they feel this is not a very simple book to read. This is the way that a Christian should be living normally? I thought the Christian should be living out to be like us. And that's why the book is entitled Normal Christian Life. It tells us that we who think we are living a normal Christian life is really not living a normal Christian life. Because we don't really follow after the Lord. So in the passage that we read, these are words that the Lord himself has spoken to his disciples.
他说如果你们要跟从我就当舍己背起这个十字架你要跟从我。
Says if anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself, pick up his cross, and follow me.
我们大家都愿意做一个正常的基督徒。
Now we all want to be a normal Christian, right?
我们大家都愿意做一个主的一个好的门徒。
We all want to be good disciples of our Lord, right?Well, how can we be a good Christian? How can we be a good disciple? The Lord has spoken to those very ones who followed him. And said, if you wish to follow me,Then you need to deny yourself, pick up your cross, and follow me. And that's how the Lord led his disciples during his ministry on earth.
同样今天 我哋喺地上学主嘅样式嘅，我哋都系走呢一条路。
And today, we who are to be learning to be like him, we also must walk this path.
咁我哋最大嘅错误嘅观念系乜嘢咧
？But what is the biggest misconception that we have？
就系我哋觉得我哋信咗主，我哋需要有一啲嘅改变。
We think, well, after I accept the Lord, I should have some changes in my life.
我以前犯罪，我现在不应该犯罪。
In the past, I might have sinned, but I'm not going to sin anymore.
我以前星期日睡好晏觉，我现在星期日早点起身来做。
In the past, I might have slept late, slept in on Sunday morning, but now I'm going to get up earlier.
我以前一讲大话就好开心，我现在讲少点。
In the past, I might delight in lying.Now I'll just fib a little bit.
我以前就係諗住我自己嘅啫，而家得閒都要諗下啲弟兄姊妹啦。
In the past I was so self-centered, but now at the very least I'll think a little bit about brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，呢個就係我哋咁難處。
Now, brothers and sisters, this is our problem.
因為我哋以為我哋信咗主，我哋將我哋嘅生命生活改進少少咁就得。
Because we think.That after we have accepted the Lord, all we need to do is to tweak and change our life just a little bit, and then we're okay. But if you want to be a normal Christian, if you want to be a good disciple, But the Lord tells us that if anyone's in Christ, he's a new creature. All things have passed away. All things have become new. That's what we have in the plaque that's in front of our building. So it tells us the process is not just to change you a little bit. It's not that, oh, you have gray hair now, you can dye it to be a little bit darker.Instead, you say, I ask for a new set of hair for him. Give us a new change.
So, that's
why he says there, you have to deny yourself, pick up the cross, and follow after me. It's not a matter of changing or tweaking just a little bit.
是要将你自己完全的改变一个新的人。
Instead, you have to have a new individual, you have a new being in you.
所以今天我愿意跟大家不知道时间够不够啊。特别是讲到我们跟从主做正常的基督徒做一个好的门徒三个的条件。
I'm not sure if I have the time today, but I want to share with brothers and sisters in regards to this matter. The issue or the topic is the three qualifications to be a good disciple of Jesus Christ.
做门徒头一个条件是什么呢?
What is the very first qualification to be a disciple?
就是你要肯舍弃。
The first qualification is that you must be willing to forsake or to forfeit something.
你要放弃一啲嘅嘢。
You have to be willing to forfeit something.
呢个系你个心里边嗰个态度嗰个问题。
This strikes to the very core of your attitude.
系或者你嗰个意志里边嘅一个态度。
It is your view attitude.
如果你话我放低一啲嘅嘢。
If I say, well, let me forfeit this, put it aside,
或者对一啲嘅嘢可以摸到嘅物质嘅嘢，我要舍弃一啲啦。
That I'm willing to forfeit some tangible material things.
点解咧？
Well, why would we want to do that?
因为你今日你个心思意念被好多啲物质嘅嘢嚟到捆绑。
Because today our heart is entwined with so many of the tangible material things that we have around us.
如果我哋好熟悉圣经喺马可福音里边第十章嗰度系讲到一个好有钱嘅少年人嚟到跟从主一件咁嘅故事。
And in Mark actually tells us about a story of a rich young ruler who was willing to come to search for seek of the Lord。
佢就话嚟到主嘅面前，佢话良善嘅夫子啊，我当
And he came and asked, "Oh, good teacher, what can I do in order for me to gain eternal life?" And the Lord said to him, "Have you observed the commandments?"
他說,
and he replied, "I have observed Moses' law from when I was young to now, to when I
was old." 他說耶稣看着他就爱他,
and in Mark chapter 10, verse 21, it says, "Looking at him, Jesus then felt love for him and said to him."
你看到耶稣看到他,
first look to see what it says, that the Lord saw him, or looking at him, the Lord was able to see him, and then the Lord felt a love for him, and then spoke with him. He says, "You lack one thing." That is to go and sell all of your portions and give it to the poor, and then you shall have treasure in heaven, and then come and follow me.
但是你会不会觉得主对于这个少年人,
have you ever wondered why does the Lord require so much from this, what the different references refer to as a young, rich ruler? Why? It's because Jesus saw him. Looking at him, Jesus fell in love with him.
因为主说,如果有一个又后生,又有钱,又有地位,来跟从主,主应该很开心,不要经常找那些打鱼佬,那些收税,那些坏人来跟从主。
You might think, wait a minute, if there was a young, rich ruler who is willing to be a disciple of the Lord, shouldn't the Lord embrace him wholeheartedly? Why would the Lord want to waste his time always on those fishermen and tax collectors and those filthy people?
主啊,主看见他,就爱他。
But the, it's recorded for us that Jesus, looking at him, loved him. And the Lord wanted him to come and follow the Lord. But at the same time, the Lord saw him and saw that there were all these binds that were in his heart. There were so many things that bound him so that he was not, he did not have the liberty to come and follow the Lord.
主就说,你要将这些东西放低,变卖你所有,分别穷人,来到跟从主。And
so the Lord said, forfeit all these things. Go and sell all your possessions and give it to the poor.
这么主说,你要舍弃一切,来到跟从我。So
the Lord is saying, you need to forfeit all these things in order for you to come and follow me. The Lord is not asking for your money. Remember the Lord said, he didn't, the Lord's words did not say, go and sell and give the money to me. And he certainly didn't say, go and give it, make an offering to the church. He says, go and give it to the poor. Because the sole purpose is that you want to follow the Lord. And the Lord was able to see into him and saw that what bound him, for, what the, for prohibited him from following the Lord was, were these riches. And that's why the Lord wanted him to get rid of and forfeit these things. Maybe today the Lord is not asking you to offer up all of your money or your wealth to the poor. Because the Lord sees you, and perhaps you're not that wealthy, and the wealth of this world hasn't bound you. But the Lord is able to see inside and realize there's something in you. And so if we wish to follow the Lord,
就是当主的手指指到去那些事的时候, 你要肯舍弃。
The very first thing that you need to do to follow after him is wherever the Lord points to those things which are binding you, then you must be willing to forfeit them for the sake of the Lord.
我们今天,
Today we're going to utilize the person of Simon Peter to understand the qualifications or how to be a good disciple of the Lord.
因为跟着呢,
because following this particular portion of scripture, the Lord proceeds and speaks to Peter.
耶稣就当时就对这些门徒在这里说了。
Now, the Lord actually was speaking to all his disciples.
然后呢,彼得呢,在十章28节就立刻说,彼得说,我看呀,我已经撇下了所有来遵从你了。And
gave his words to them, and then Peter in verse 28 replied and said, Behold, we have left everything and followed you.
其实这一句圣经在马太十九章也都说,那里说,不单止,我看啊,我已经撇下一切遵从你,现在还有一句话,马太那里记得,说将来我们得什么呀?
And actually, if you look at Matthew in chapter 19, it's a little bit more, it gives us a little bit more detail, because there's one more phrase that came after what we just read in Mark, and that's the Peter's words. It says, we have left everything and followed you. And then he says, what then is there for us? Now, remember, Peter had already started to be a disciple of the Lord. He had already taken the first step. He had forfeited and forsaken his fishing nets, his fishing boat. Now, we see the juxtaposed against this other ruler, this young ruler, who was not willing to give up any of his riches. But here the Lord speaks to them. Now we're going to read from verses 29 through 31, and this is the Lord's reply. The Lord, Jesus said, Truly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or farms for my sake and for the gospel's sake, but that he will receive 100 times as much now in the present age, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and farms, along with persecutions, and in the age to come will receive eternal life. And then it says in verse 31, But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first. In terms of following after the Lord, we think Peter is right there in the forefront. Certainly, chronologically, he was one of the first disciples. And he was one of the first to forfeit and to forsake all of his earthly possessions to follow after the Lord. And I'm certain that there are many brothers and sisters here who have also forsaken something in their lives in order to follow after the Lord. But now, we need to now go one step further and look at the next next standard that the Lord sets.
主啊,如果你为了我的缘故,你写这些东西,无论是父母,是房屋,是儿女,你要今生得白培,来生得明生。
He says that no matter what you have given up for me, and it could span their brothers, sisters, mother, father, children, or farms, it says, for my sake and for the gospel's sake, then you will receive 100 times as much in the present age, and then, more than that, you will also receive eternal life in the age to come.
但主在这里, 再说一句,
But the Lord didn't just stop there. He went one step further and said, those who are first will be last, and those who are last will be first. Personally, I think that the Lord was speaking specifically about Peter. Because Peter was at the forefront. He says, wow, we're going to gain 100-fold in a present age? Well, I've given up so much of you for you. What am I going to get? Here, the Lord actually had a greater criteria that's set for Peter. What is the reason why we are willing to give up something for the sake of following the Lord today? Now, for the young rich ruler, he was unable to put aside all of his riches and wealth in order to follow the Lord. He might be very wealthy. He was unwilling to give up his million dollars to the poor. But Peter is saying, no, you know, I'm better than him. Look at me. I gave up everything for you, Lord. So what do you think? What do I get? Here, the Lord seems to be saying specifically to Peter, if you put forth yourself, or if you forsook something and put forth yourself for the sake of being repaid, you might be in the forefront, but you are going to end up at the very end. It tells us in Luke that if someone were to build a building, it is incumbent upon them to sit down and calculate the cost that it takes to build that building. So, in the process of wanting to follow after the Lord, have we sat down and calculated the cost to see exactly what the cost is in order for us to follow Him? On the one hand, we should do the calculation. But on the other hand, we shouldn't do the calculation. So on the one hand, you might think, well, let me see now. I gave up this much for the Lord, and the Lord says He's going to give me 100-fold. So, wow, and then now you fill with joy. Because if you gave $1, that means tomorrow the Lord is going to give you $100 in return. If you do this type of calculation, you're first, but you're going to end up being last. But if you were someone who really did the calculation before the Lord, the Lord said to forsake your all and come and follow me. This is the end of your calculations. You have to calculate to this point. The Lord says, if you are to follow after me, then you need to deny yourself, give up of yourself completely to follow after me. If you were really to calculate it, this is the tab that you cannot finish calculating. But if you would only be able to see the Lord, the reason why you're following Him is not that you might gain repayment. You follow Him not because He's going to provide you with bread to eat. You should follow Him because of His love. So that when we follow the Lord, if you think, I've given up so much for the Lord,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你的跟随是有问题的,
then there is a problem with your pursuit after the Lord.
如果你跟从主, 我为主放弃, 这些这么好的东西,
but on the other hand, if you follow after the Lord and say, well, I can give up this, these wonderful things for the Lord,
弟兄们,如果你觉得你一路看,你所放弃的,为主放弃那些物质,或者那些人,或者那些事,那些物,
now, in the process of doing it, if all of a sudden your focus becomes on those very things, whether it be people or matters or things, or tangible things, and focus on those specific things only,
你越看那些,那些东西越大,
you realize that the more you focus on it, the bigger or more value those things have. You might have given up $10, but that $10 become weightier and weightier and weightier. On the other hand, if you've made this offering and your focus is strictly on the Lord Himself, you will not think of it as a forfeiture. Because you see the love of the Lord. The Lord does not require for you to have to do this or that. The Lord is saying, if you want to come after me, if you love me, and want to love, follow after me, then you need to do this, which is to forsake.
弟兄们,我们来到主的面前,如果你有得到的话,你已经得到了,你不需要付什么代价。
Brothers and sisters, if you want to come before the Lord for salvation, you've already gotten it. You don't have to pay a price anymore. But for the sake of the love of Christ, if you want them to follow after Him, you see the love of the Lord. You see the salvation that He has imparted to you.
主啊,你说,主啊,我爱你,我根本在你面前摆下这些东西,有什么牺牲可言呢?
You can reply to the Lord, Lord, I love you in return. What is the big deal if I give up this or that for you?
如果我为了主,如果今天不提打波,哎呀,如果觉得牺牲我,这个得罪主。
You say, well, I'm willing to give up something for you, Lord, but you know, it hurts me to give up being a sports fan for you. Then you actually are wrong in your in the process. You have wronged the Lord. The fact that we in the process we are willing to give up something, it is actually to our benefit. Because the reason the Lord wants us to give it up is so that we may be set free from these things which binds us. Only when we have liberty will He be able to move freely in our hearts. So what is it that we need to see today in the Lord? How can we set aside something and forfeit it in order to follow after Him? It is because you are you see the love of the Lord, and in return you love Him. And as such, you see that by giving up something is not a matter of what you have to forfeit, but rather that by putting it aside, by forsaking it, you have gained something in return, which is your liberty. And with that liberty, you are now able to go and pursue and follow after Him. So may the Lord have mercy on us that we would be able to come back to that innocence, to be willing to give up of ourselves so that we might be freed from those things which binds us, so that we might be willing, be will, able to follow after Him. the second qualification of being a disciple.
就係我哋要將我哋自己完全咁交託。
That we must be willing to commit ourselves totally to Him.
我哋究竟有冇真正將自己完全交託俾主？
Have we truly committed ourselves to the Lord 100%?
如果你冇將自己完全嘅交俾主，主係冇辦法喺你嘅生命裏邊作改變嘅工作。
If you have not committed yourself totally to the Lord, there is no way that the Lord is able to make any changes in your life.
主係唔中意強迫我哋做，我哋唔中意做。
The Lord doesn't want to coerce us to do something that we don't want to do.
我哋今日係因着主嘅愛，因着主嘅呼召，我哋甘心樂意嚟到跟從佢作主嘅門徒。
Today, out responding to His love and responding to His call, we should be willing to offer up ourselves to be His disciples.
其實根本門徒同基督徒應該係冇乜分別嘅，係正常嘅。
In actuality, if everything was normal, then being a disciple is no different than being a Christian.
一個 normal 一個正常嘅基督徒生嘅正常基督徒就應該係一個門徒。
A normal Christian, a Christian who lives a normal life, would be a disciple.
因為今日世上好多嘅基督徒唔正常，
but
所以佢哋冇跟從主，唔係一個門徒。
And however, in today's society, there are so many Christians that are abnormal. That's why they are not disciples.
做門徒其實講話係做學生，跟住個夫子學習。
To be a disciple really means to be a student, to learn from the master.
但係我覺得唔係今日你哋嗰啲讀大學讀中學嗰啲咁學生。
But it is not likened to being a student in college today.
因為今日咧，我呢個學期中意呢個先生，我 take 佢個科，我唔中意佢下學期唔 take 佢。
Because today we have a choice. You know, I like this professor. I think I'll take this professor's class this semester. But if you don't like that professor, then I'm not going to take this class next semester.
弟兄姊妹，作門徒係好似真係古老嘅作學徒一樣。
To be a disciple, it is really to be an apprentice, like it was in days gone by.
我記得我爸爸14歲咧，就由鄉下去北京。喺間好大嘅珠寶鋪嗰度做學師。
I remember that I recall the story of my father when he was 14 years old. He left the countryside to go to Beijing to be an apprentice.
佢食喺嗰度，瞓喺嗰度，學寫字又喺嗰度，喺個鋪頭學足3年。
He was there at the shop for 3 straight years, and that meant that he ate there, he lived, he slept there, he did his work there.
他那个学习, learned there. 他的事业, 他的前途, 甚至连他娶老婆, 都是那个铺头老板和安排的。甚至将那个女嫁, 嫁了给他。
So that means all of his education, all of his livelihood, even his marriage,was because of that shop that he was at, because ultimately the shopkeeper, his master, gave him his daughter to marry.
我哋見到佢一生就係學呢一個師傅。
And you see that an apprentice is someone who, for their entire lives, learns at the feet of this master.
今日我哋要跟從主，我哋有冇咁樣嘅一個交託？一個 commitment.
So today, in the process of our following after the Lord, have we made that total commitment to Him?
今日我哋話跟從主，我哋為主捨棄啊，我哋肯為主捨棄啲嘢啊。
He said, "Well, okay, you said at first I need to forfeit something. Okay, I'm willing to forsake something for the Lord in my life. Yeah, I'm willing to do that."
其實咧，啱我胃口嗰陣時，我就中意捨棄。
But in actuality, we would do it only when it satisfies our own.Qualifications.
有阵时我哋嘅主嘅旨意、主嘅道告同我哋嘅意图、我哋嘅道告有冲突嘅时候，我哋就行开。
More often than not, when we come and realize that what the ways are, what the requirements are from the Lord is different, then what our ways are and what our requirements are, we would prefer not to do it.
这个不是叫做教学。
And this is not submitting to be a apprentice.
你喜欢又在那里,不喜欢又在那里,没得法。
There is no choice to be made, oh, I like it, so I'll do it. I don't like it, so I'm not going to do it. There is no choice at all.
我觉得今天,尤其是在美国,我觉得年轻人有太多的自由。
Today, especially in American society, I think the young, the youth have too much freedom.
所以在commitment,在交托这件事情上面,很多时候是很难。
So that is why it is so difficult for them to make a commitment to anything.
So you can see, in their development, they have difficulties.
And that's why they encounter so many difficulties in their growth.
有些稍微难一点的东西来到，他们就，哎呀，drop了他那个course.
When more somehow
change major 啊，或者转校啊，唔读书好似当咪做工一样啫嘛。
So when difficulty comes, what's the response? Oh, that's okay. I'll just change the. I'll just select another course. Oh, that's okay. I'll just change my major. Oh, that's okay. I'll just go to another university. It's okay. I don't have to be a student. I'll just work. It'll just be like at school anyways.
我们在跟从主的上面，好多时候，你有冇成日同主请教主可以跟住啊？
In our pursuit of the Lord, have you taken many a breaks with the Lord? Oh Lord, you know, give me a break now. Let me just stay here for a moment. Let me not follow you yet.
做门徒，冇一个咁样嘅教堂系浸长嘅。If
you are a disciple and you are not 100% committed, there is no way out for you.
喺约翰福音6:60嗰度。
In Gospel John chapter 6:60.
耶稣讲咗啲比较难懂嘅嘢，咁啲门徒听见就话：，这话甚难，谁能听呢？咁一个二个就走咗。
And so, in that particular passage, the Lord stated certain things that were kind of difficult to understand and difficult to accept. And so, many of his disciples, it says for us, many of his disciples, when they heard this, they said, "This is a difficult statement. Who can listen to this?"
如果你睇《约翰福音》6章，一开头系讲到五饼鱼鱼俾5000人食饱咗。If
you read Gospel John chapter 6, you realize it starts off talking about the feeding of the 5,000.
你见到嗰阵时好多人嚟跟从主。And
you realize the picture that's depicted, there's so many, the crowd numbers so much in following after the Lord then.
主其实要祝福人，唔系净系要解决人个肚饿嘅问题。
But in terms of the Lord, from His perspective, as finding disciples, it is not so that the Lord would be able to satisfy certain needs that individuals might have.
物质嗰个丰富，其实唔系好紧要嘅。
In actuality, having a lot of material things, being wealthy in material things is not that big of a deal.
用五饼鱼叫5000人吃饱，目的唔系停喺叫佢哋有饼食饱就算。In
feeding the 5,000 with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish is not just so that they would be satisfied in their stomachs.
因为跟住主就讲，我系天上嘅粮。Because
right immediately after that, the Lord says, "I am the bread of life."
主系要人去寻找属灵嘅追求。I'm
the bread that comes from heaven.
唔单止。
And so it's so that individuals might not only just recognize that there is a bread from heaven.
主还叫他们说，我的肉是可以吃的，我的血是可以喝的。叫他们认识他们要得到主属灵的追求。But
it's to go one step further because the Lord tells them, "My flesh is what you can eat, and you are also able to drink of my blood." Is to allow them to understand that the Lord is all the provision that they will ever need.
但是他们说这话太难了，谁能够明白？But
what was the response from the people? The response was, "This is too difficult for us. Who can listen to this?"
弟兄姊妹，很多时候，当有这个难处，当你不是那么顺利的意，当你不是只是吃饼那么开心，好像只是开 party 那么聚会那样。 咁你就開始，哇！呢啲話太難喎，我哋走喎，走喎。
So when a hardship comes, something that's different than what you expected, maybe it's not as lively as enjoying a feast at a party or something, then your response automatically goes, oh no, this is too hard for me, I don't want to follow this.
在牧章十六節那裡說，從此他們途中多有退去的，不再和他同行。
In verse 66, it goes on to tell us and describes it for us. As a result of this, many of his disciples withdrew and were not walking with him anymore.
耶稣就对那十二个门徒说，你们也要去吗？
And so Jesus said to the 12, you do not want to go away also, do you?
彼得又讲嘢了。
Now Peter pipes up.
彼得回答说，主啊，你有永生之道，我们还跟从谁呢？我们已经信了，又知道你是神的圣者。
Simon Peter immediately answered the Lord and said, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God.
弟兄姊妹，这个是跟从，这个是真正的道路。
Brothers and sisters, this is a following after the Lord. This is 100% commitment.
主啊，你有永生之道，我们还有谁可以跟呢？
Because he says, you have the words of eternal life. Who else are we going to follow?
我们，彼得说，我已经将我们自己完全的交给你了。
Peter already said, I've given to you everything that I possess.
那些人走，但我不走。
Those other individuals might go, but I'm not going to leave you.
我没有其他人可以跟从，因为你真有永生之道。
I have no one else to follow, because only you have the eternal word.
无论如何，我是跟实你的。
So no matter what happens, I am going to be your follower, no matter what.
弟兄姊妹，你跟从主，有没有一个这样斩断后路的这样的心思？
Brothers and sisters,
我没有走啊，主啊，如果我不跟从你。
Brothers and sisters, in the process of your pursuing after the Lord, do you do this? Where you cut off all escape routes for yourself, that there is no other options for you, and to say, Lord, you're my only option, and I'm going to follow after you.
弟兄姊妹，我们在主的跟前跟从主，要有这样的一个教导。
Brothers and sisters, before the feet of the Lord, as we pursue after him, we have to have this type of commitment.
如果有今生世界上的一些思想影响我们，哎呀，我 take a break 啦。跟从主唔使话跟得咁切嘅，呢啲嘅思想后主斩晒呢个后路，叫佢唔好有呢种嘅心思。如果系咁样，你系走唔上去。
If for some reason we allow the secular types of teaching and words to come into our minds to say it's okay, take a break, it's okay, you don't have to be such a fanatic about it.If that happens, may the Lord give us the strength to be able to sever ourselves from any type of other option that we can possibly have and to solely commit ourselves to follow after him.
彼得说跟从主，我没有其他路走，不是因为他不跟从主就没有饭吃。
For Peter to say, I have no one else to follow, I have no other way to go, is not true that he had no other way to earn a living.
因为彼得至少唔去打鱼，佢打鱼好叻噶嘛，家人咪海好多鱼噶嘛，十蚊都食噶。
At the very least, remember he was a fisherman. He just had to turn around and go into the sea and fish, and he'll be able to have something to eat.
佢话我冇路走，唔系因为冇得食，而系因为你有永生之道，主个光照亮咗佢里面。佢话而且你系神嘅圣者，我唔跟从你，跟从咩？
So we see that Peter, in his response to say, to whom shall we go, is not because he had no other means to be able to gain sustenance, but rather he said it specifically, that it was only the Lord who has the word of life. And more than that, Peter saw that Jesus was the Holy One of God. And so if Peter doesn't follow after him, who else is he going to follow?
虽然有时你讲的我们都不是几明几难，但是我们没有低条路，我跟神。
You might say, continue to say, it's true, sometimes, you know, the things that you teach us, Lord, we just don't understand what you're talking about. But nevertheless, you are the only one that we would be able to follow.
即使
今日有啲嘅嘢我哋唔明白。
Just like today, there are some things that we just don't understand.
即使有阵时有啲嘅弟兄姊妹得伤我哋。
Yes, sometimes brothers and sisters might hurt us or offend us.
即使有阵时有啲嘅嘢冒犯咗我哋。
Maybe there are certain things that just irritates us.
如果我哋系完全交托俾主嘅人。
But if we would only be individuals who are 100% committed to the Lord,
甚至有时我们不明白主，但是我们说主啊，我们没有其他的路可以走。
Even if we don't understand the Lord, but our response then would still be, Lord, we have no one else to follow except you.
主是要这样得着我们那个对他交托的心。
And so this is the way that the Lord desires to gain us to a point where we are 100% committed to Him. This commitment, it must pass through trials.
彼得他当时说，你有永生之道，我还跟随谁呢？
You remember Peter, he said it.His own words were, you have the words of eternal life. To whom shall we go?
但就在最后的晚餐，主就对彼得说，在祭叫之前，你敢跟我吗？但你会三次不认。
But do you remember not long thereafter, at the Last Supper, that the Lord turned to Peter and said, Peter, by the time that the cock crows three times, you would have denied me.I mean, you have denied me three times by the time that the cock crows.
主的话说，当牧人被击打的时候，羊群就四散。
The Lord says that when the shepherd is stricken, it is then that the flock would disperse.
他虽然是这样说，他有自信心，我完全就交给你。
And so even though Peter had enough of commitment to say, Lord, I want toOffer myself to you totally.
但很多时候，当撒旦挑动他的肉体，看见他自己的性命的安全的时候，他会失败。
But when Satan comes and presents something that is endangers his safety or his life, then Peter fell and was defeated.
彼得在主面前说，众人虽然会跌倒啊！我永远唔跌倒嘅。
Peter himself says, even though others might fall, I will never fall.
佢慷慨激昂咁样讲啊！我就系同你死啊，我都唔能够应你嘅。
And he was so bold to be able to say, I will even die rather than to deny you.
但系好快喺客色马尼园里边，佢同主话：你同我警醒片刻都唔得咩？
But not long thereafter, at the Garden of Gethsemane, the Lord turned to them and said, Are you not able to be alert with me for even a moment of time? They were so physically weak that they were unable to keep watch with the Lord. Peter thought, I'm forsaking everything. I'm totally committed to the Lord. But this must first be tested.
在主被捉的那一晚，低叫之前，彼得三次不认主。
On the night that the Lord was arrested, before the cock crowed, Peter denied the Lord three times.
无论他几咁慷慨激昂。即使死啊，我都唔会唔认你噶啦。
No matter how bold his statement was, I would rather die, but I will not deny you.
当佢三次唔认主之后，主嘅眼睛翻转头睇一睇彼得，彼得佢知道佢完全嘅失败。圣经点样记载？佢出去逃哭。
When Peter denied the Lord three times. Then the Lord turned his face and looked upon Peter. And it was then that Peter was stricken in the heart to recognize that he had been an utter failure in his commitment to the Lord. And what does the scripture tell us? The scripture tells us that then he went out and wept bitterly. Peter realized that his total commitment to the Lord was a total disaster. That his bravado, his courage, and his desire was not reliable at all.
只有当约翰福音21章, 主再来恢复彼得的信心, 你爱我比这些更多吗? 你去喂养我的羊吗? 主再一次 confirm 你是我的门徒, 我要使用你的时候, 彼得对于主那个交托的心, 就完全的恢复。
It was not until we come to John chapter 21, when at the in the, those last days that the Lord turned to Peter on the beach and asked him, Peter, do you love me? And then the Lord says to feed my sheep 3 times. It was not until then that the Lord took the steps to restore Peter and to allow him to understand that to restore the total commitment that Peter had for the Lord.
从此之后, 彼得对于主那个交托永恒不变。
It was from that moment on that Peter's commitment to the Lord never again wavered.
今天我们基督徒,其实我们有些时候失败,还快过彼得。
You know, today as Christians, we oftentimes fail a lot faster than Peter did.
为什么呢?
Why? Why is that?
因为我们对主没有一个完全的肯定的舍弃。
It is because we do not have a total commitment to Him to a point where we are willing to give up our life for Him.
我们对于交托呢,我们是去一个程度而已。 主啊,如果你再过一届,我就不用了,我是兜兜那么多而已,这条线是这样的。
We make for ourselves a limit to our commitment. Lord, you can't cross this line, you can't cross this particular mark. If you do, I'm not going to be able to commit to you anymore.
这个是我们需要在主面前求主来帮助我们。
We really need the Lord's light to shine upon us, to enlighten us to this type of situation for ourselves.
只有我们一方面,我们愿意完全为主来摆上舍弃。
If we come to a point where we are willing to give of ourselves and give of our lives to Him,
一方面,我们完全的交托,
to a point where we are totally committed to Him,
我们身上主能够作工转变我们的事情才开始。
It is only then that the Lord has a way to begin the work of changing your entire person. And then only then do you begin the steps of where the Lord begins to teach you to be a disciple. We know that Peter shoots off his mouth much too much.
因为他蠢,不是像我们这么聪明,有什么事出声,让他谈,让他说先。
Because he is dumb, and not like us, you know, not smart like us, whatever, if there's something that needs to be said, I'm going to let the other guy say it first and get in trouble.
但我们见到彼得,他在主面前那个坦诚,他会赤露敞开,所以主能够造就他。
But we recognize that this character of Peter, to be frank, to be open before the Lord. And it is because of that that the Lord accepted him.
今天我们不要用世人的智慧来到主的跟前来玩这个仇。Let
us not come before the Lord thinking that we have our own devices, thinking that we are coupled with the ways of the world to know how to play the game with the Lord.
主知道,
the Lord knows exactly how much commitment you have given to Him. The Lord knows how much of your heart has been consecrated to Him.
我们真的好像彼得那样, 就是赤露敞开的, 活在主的跟前,
The only thing that is needed for us to do is to come frankly before the Lord, to be open and set before the Lord.
让主来纠正我们,
to allow the Lord to shake us, to change us. Now, there is a third component, the third criteria to becoming a disciple. It is to deny yourself and to pick up your cross.
你为主舍起这个东西,
it might not be so hard to forsake certain things for the Lord.
你将所有交托给主,信靠神,
in actuality, to say, I'm committed to the Lord totally, it might not be so difficult either. But what is the most difficult is when there is that self that is exposed. When the Lord is now going to deal with yourself to resolve, to remove that from you. To forsake all, to commit to the Lord in total, is merely symbols, symbolism, or it's just a type to say, I'm willing to follow you, Lord. But to put into practice of how to be a disciple requires that day-to-day practice and learning of giving up of yourself to pick up that cross to follow after him. Many brothers and sisters had attended the West Coast Christian Conference, and so back in 2005 and 2006, both years the theme focused on the cross. Now, we need to have an understanding. What does it mean to deny yourself and pick up your cross? Now, each one of us, we have our longings, we have our aspirations, we have our desires. When God's way and will intersects with our own ways and our own will,
our hidden intention.
When his will and his intentions intersect with our will and our hidden intentions, now we come to that conflict, and the issue is, are you willing to yield? What does it mean to deny yourself and pick up your cross? There was a brother who stated in this way, God's way and God's will.
你的意图,
your hidden way and your will.
两个为了打过,
there is a constant battle.
彼此厮杀,互相较量,
it is when they come in confrontation and there is a battle that ensues, it is then that you will know whether you are willing to pay that price.
在你的生命里面,在你的心思里面,
in your heart, in your heart of hearts, how do you deal with it when you come to that crossroad?
做门徒的训练,不是将一些技术,将一些知识,
no, to be a disciple is not merely for someone to give us some knowledge, to give us some way, to give us some a scheme to follow. Do you know, as a speaker, do you know what's the hardest thing? Is learning to know where to put your hand. There was a master orator who came and taught me. He says, when you are speaking, you should hold your hand thusly.
我点解？我中意咁样喐啊。
But I, my reply to him was, why? I like moving my hands when I speak.
无论佢系几叻几个专家，佢冇办法教我呢个门徒。
That being the case, no matter how masterful he is as an orator, he will never be able to teach it to me, the supposed student.
佢教唔系呢只手难教。
It's not so much it's difficult to teach you where you're supposed to put your hands.
为什么？我喜欢这样。
But it's because he won't be able to teach the self that is in me. My response to his advice was to say, why? What for?
我有自信心，我觉得这样说才能够明白。
I have self-confidence. I should be able to express the way that I speak through my hand motion.
这只手是我的，我喜欢怎么说啊，怎么说。
This is my hand after all. How do I want to put it? That's the way I should be able to do it.
无论哪个夫子都没有。
No matter who the master would be, they would not be able to make me or teach me the right thing. Again, it's not the matter of the hand. It's a matter of your soul. It's the life of the self. In terms of our following after the Lord and our pursuit of the Lord, the biggest hardship that we have is the self.
己生命我本来要讲五方面的。
In actuality, in my preparation, I was going to share five aspects of the self.
我睇下我好快用个点点去就算。
But I think I'm going to have to just present it as a bullet point.
都系彼得个记。
It's all concerning Peter, though.
主耶稣要抢耶和撒冷，佢受死，彼得话你千祈唔好啊，唔好抢啊。
Jesus Christ revealed that he needed to go to Jerusalem and there he will meet his death. And Peter said, no, you will not do that, Lord.
你不用死的，你是神的儿子，你想做登宝座，你就登宝座啊。
You don't have to die. After all, you're the son of God. If you want to alight to the throne, just go ahead and do so.
表面上看来他是不舍得主受苦啊。
Outwardly speaking, it seems that, oh, he misses the Lord too much, he doesn't want the Lord to die.
他有他自己几个想法。
But in actuality, that's part of his self-life that was now displayed.
主啊，如果你上了十字架，我们跟从你的人就重死。
Lord, if you're crucified, what about us? We're your disciples. What's going to happen to us?
他表面上好像为了主来到暗法。
So outwardly, it seems that he was looking out for the benefit of the Lord, but in fact, he was looking out for the benefit of himself.
自私的暗法还加在主的身上。
And he put that selfish aspiration, a selfish thought, into the work of the Lord.
所以主说，撒旦在我后面。
And that's why the Lord replied and said, Satan, get behind me.
你是绊我的脚的，因为你睇住神嘅意思，你系睇住人嘅。
For you are not mindful of God's matters, but you are mindful of man's matters.
好多时候，我哋个己撒旦就匿喺我哋个己嘅后边。
More often than not, Satan is lurking behind the self-life that we have.
己嘅想法。
So this is a thought of the life itself.
第二点。
Second bullet point.
主带咗三个门徒上去变幻山。
The Lord brought three of his beloved disciples to go up the mountain of transfiguration. And of course, Peter was there, right? He's one of the three.
他看到哇，真的好伟大的场面啊！有摩西、以利亚，哇，主耶稣在那里。
Peter took it all in and took in the majesty of that particular sight. Wow, here is Moses, here is Elijah, here is the Lord. What a wonderful place!
哦，嗰阵时我睇到哇，摩西、以利亚想走人。
And then at the moment in time, oh wait, Moses and Elijah is about to leave.
Oh, Peter, 那怎么打？我们这里真的这么 enjoy 啊，真的。
And Peter saying, no, wait, you can't go. This is I'm enjoying this moment too much.
哦，这个场面真的这么伟大啊！哦，我主啊，我们在这搭三座棚啊，你们不要走啊，一座给你，一座给摩西，一座给以利亚。
What a great venue for me to be in. Wait, don't go. Let me just build three tabernacles. One for Moses, one for Elijah, one for you, Lord. Let me just enjoy this moment.
他为了自己的享受，忘记了主山下还有很多人需要他。
Because he was lost in his own enjoyment. He forgot there were so many others that were not that were at the foot of the mountain who needed the Lord.
他就为了自己的享受来就出主意了。
And for the sake of his own enjoyment, now he made a decision for the Lord.
请父怎么讲呢？如果被讲完的，父就打断他，这个是我的爱子，我所喜悦的，你们要听他。
And so what was the response from God? Even before Peter really finished his sentence, God spoke from above and said, Behold, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him.
做门徒的要听，不是容易讲。
To be a disciple means that you are one who listens. It does not mean that you are the one who to utter anything out of your mouth.
己的享受。
The enjoyment of the self life.
即系问你个夫子纳唔纳丁税啊？
Now someone came and asked him, the third point, someone came and asked him, does your master pay the tax to Caesar?
咁咪俾低咗我。
And Peter thought to himself,
主耶稣咁敬虔嘅犹太人，算唔想圣殿？
My master Jesus is a pious teacher who teaches in the temple.
呢个丁税系圣殿税，佢梗系唔使问主啦，一定系。
And this tax that you're talking about, wait a minute, this is the temple tax. Of course he will pay it.
但好多时候啊，主俾我哋好多 surprise.
You know, a lot of times the Lord surprises us.
我哋估主个心思啊，啱啱我哋估唔到。
We can try to guess to see what is in the Lord's heart, but oftentimes we would be wrong.
弟兄姊妹，无论系你嘅事或者主嘅事，你唔好揸主意。
Brothers and sisters, whether it is your own matters or the Lord's matters, don't take control of it.
Don't make a decision for it.
Don't make a decision on it.
己终于是罢事，己的决定。
The self life loves to make the decision.
所以主就叫他学功夫，叫他钓鱼。
And so that's
你等了几耐才有条鱼上来。
That's why the Lord, in response to all of this, told him to go and fish. I wonder how long it took for Peter to wait and wait and wait before he was able to catch a fish.
彼得是很急躁的人，他懂得网鱼，他不懂钓鱼。
Don't forget, Peter was a very impulsive person by nature. He knew he was a master fisherman at netting fish, but he was not so great when it came to fishing fish.
主要对付我们那些喜欢出头、喜欢话事、喜欢估主怎么做啊，我就知道了。
The Lord wants to deal with those very individuals who wants to have a say, who wants to make his own, he wants to make his views known, who wants to guess at what the Lord is going to say. He wants to teach these individuals their lessons.
第四点
Bullet point number four.
他就说同主说我的兄弟啊，我们是指安静得罪我我饶恕他七次够未啊
？He came to the Lord and says, "My brother." He was probably talking about Andrew, which is his brother. My brother wronged me, and if I'm going to forgive him, is seven times enough for me to forgive him?
因为我哋知道彼得系好猛脾气嘅，好直嘅，好快嘅。安德烈咧系好温柔、好斯文、好 observative 嘅。你估边个得罪佢，边个多啲咧？
If you look at it in reality, you look at the personality of Peter. He's very impulsive. He's very straight. He wants things done a particular way now. But you look at Andrew. His personality was, he was more mellow. He was more observant. He was more willing to wait things out. You take a guess. Who do you think would have wronged which brother would have wronged the other brother?
他们两兄弟当中可能有些误会。
It's possible there was some misunderstanding that happened between the two. And Peter thought, no, Andrew, he dissed me. So I'm going to go to the Lord and I'm going to tell the Lord, Lord, I'm going to forgive him. I'm going to forgive him seven times. And in doing so, he thought that he would be able to express his self-righteousness.
主怎么跟他说?
But what did the Lord say in return? Again, the answer surprised him and disappointed him too. The Lord's answer was not seven times, 70 times seven times. Here, once and again, the Lord dealt with this matter of self-righteousness.
无论是为己设想，无论是几个享受，几个决断，同埋几个个旨意。
No matter whether it's self-enjoyment, self-righteousness, self-intention, and self-decisions.
呢啲都系我哋己嘅特点。
These are all the self that's being borne out.
彼得好轻易喺主面前显露咗出嚟。
And very readily, Peter was able to express each and every one of those faults before the Lord. And the Lord then took him.
最后一点,
lastly,
主己的自信,
self-confidence.
就是我们刚才已经说过,
is what we had alluded to earlier.
众人都为你跌倒,
everyone will, may fall, but I will never fall.
但是,
for your sake.
叫之前,
but before the crow, before the cock crowed, he denied the Lord three times.
他的骄傲,他的夸口,
his pride, his boasting, all of it defeated and laid before him. Every single matter, every single aspect was dealt with harshly from the Lord.
很多时候,几个个自信,骄傲,夸口,
that self confidence, that bravado, that self assurance brings to us defeat.
主怎样挽回他?
How did the Lord restore him?
主怎样对付他?
How did the Lord deal with Peter now?
主没有说一句话?
The Lord did not say anything to him.
主只是扭回身,
instead, the Lord turned his eyes and looked upon Peter. Peter then went out and wept bitterly. That one look from the Lord brought Peter to the end of his own ability. And when the light of the Lord's sight was shown upon him, right then and there, Peter knew that he was defeated, and he knew that everything that he had to hold on to was not worth anything.
主这样一看,
and that one look from the Lord broke him down completely to pieces. And he fell to the lowest place. And it's only then
that
when he realized that he can no longer rely upon himself.
弟兄姊妹,
today, brothers and sisters, we need for the Lord to look on, upon us. Maybe we have heard so many. Maybe we know a lot. Maybe we're even able to speak a lot of it.
你有没有主在你生命里面用他尖锐的眼光去看到你的己的深处?
But have you ever permitted for the Lord's examining eyes to pierce through and see yourself? It is at that moment in time that everything is exposed and we realize that I have no other means. I have no other way, that I have no other thoughts, that everything has is now at the end. It is then that we are able to forsake everything for His sake. It is then that we would be able to make a total commitment to Him. It is only then that we can be exposed and come before Him to allow Him to mold us so that we can be made over into that new image.
背十字架来跟从主，就是不逃避十字架，接受十字架。
And then be willing to deny ourselves, to take up the cross. Taking up the cross means that we don't want to run away from the cross. We want to take it on so that we might die.
藉着这个难处，为了拆毁我们自己，然后让主的成分加入进来。
To use difficulties, to use trials and hardships to shake us so that we no longer of the self will remain, but instead God will be able to replace what we have taken away, what He has taken away with the Lord Himself as substance.
无论是为主舍弃,
whether it is to forsake things for Him,
无论是完全交托给主,
or is to commit to Him completely, or to deny the self and to take up the cross,
都是要我们胆小，主增加我们身上。
Each and every step requires for us to decrease and for Him, our Lord, to increase.
只有一个愿意的人，主就会在我们身上做这样奇妙的工作。
As long as there is someone with that willingness of heart, then the Lord is able to do this work. Then and only then will we be able to be a normal Christian. May the Lord have mercy upon us. Lord, we thank you. Because you have stated that if anyone wishes to come after you, let him deny himself, pick up his cross, and follow after you. May each one of us be individuals willing to follow after you. That we're willing to forsake and forfeit matters for things in our lives. That we are willing to commit ourselves totally to you. That we're willing to permit for you to crush us with the cross. To see where we are unable, and from that place to see where the Lord will begin His work where He is able. May you build us up in this life. That we might become a good disciple and that we will live a normal Christian life. We give all glory back to our Lord. And blessings be upon those who await for you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ we pray.
Amen.
Amen.